Most days, if you time it right, you can catch a group of watermen hanging out at Tangier Oil Company. On a recent Friday, a group of island elders, all devoted Republicans, were sitting out front on a bench.
Mullen. That's what old man's supposed to have.
They're a brutally honest bunch, like Edward Parks, an 81-year-old who still goes out to catch crabs.
They should have got some better man. They don't never have a good man running.
Or a woman, he quickly adds. So what does he want in a candidate?
Well, you got to trust him.
Want another Ronald Reagan.
That's it. Another Ronald Reagan.
That's high goals.
On Tangier, you could dig him up out of that graveyard and he'd still win.
You're right.
That's Denny Crockett egging Parks on. He used to be the principal of Tangier Combined School. Now he owns a restaurant with his wife and runs Tangier Oil. As a small businessman, he's got some advice for the candidates.
Act like you got some morals. If you don't, just act like it. Some of the things they say in public, I never thought we'd see people running for the presidency act like they act. Yeah. Very, very disappointing. Yep. Yeah.
If Trump's going to put the morals back in this country, it's in a heap of trouble, I'll tell you that.
And that's Danny Parks, who works with Crockett. And believe it or not, another Denny Crockett, a bit younger, pulls his boat up to the dock and joins the conversation. The two are not related. This Crockett has one problem with Trump.
Behavior.
Do you know who you want to vote for?
Yeah. Well, no, but I know who I'm going to vote for. I'll vote Republican, but reluctantly.
Jamie Crockett, a waterman who had been complaining about the price of crabs earlier, has been listening quietly. He votes every year just like his seatmates. So, going down the bench, I ask him, the older Denny Crockett, and Danny Parks, whether they'll vote this year.
Well, it's up in the air.
It's the first time ever for me that I've ever considered not voting. And I can't do that because too many people's lost their lives to give us the right to vote.
This is the first year I just felt it. I don't know if I'm going to vote or not. I mean, that's the first time that's come to my mind.
Me too.
But, like he says, for our freedom and stuff, yeah, I want to vote for that, that's for sure.
As the ferry nears the mainland in late afternoon, tourist cell phones ping as cellular connections return, bringing more news about bad behavior on the campaign trail. But the people back on Tangier remain loyal. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.